Victoria McCoy presented her capstone project last Thursday at the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library. Victoria McCoy's mother is Haida Simshian, and her father is Haida.
My Simshian name is Golden Teban. It translates to Heart of a Sea Lion. When I was given the name, my brothers and sisters say that I appear shy, but I go straight for my target.
And one target for McCoy has been learning her native languages. It started about 5 years ago through classes at Ketchikan Indian Community. KIC offers immersion classes in Hodkil, the Haida language, and Shimalyuk, the Simshian language. Terry Burr is a language apprentice under Simshian elder John Russell Reese. She says she and Reese have been teaching Shimalyuk for about 8 years, but realized more apprentices were needed to keep the language alive. Burr says McCoy was attending Shimalyuk classes regularly and was offered an apprenticeship last year.
And she's just continued to come and be a part of the mentor apprentice sessions, the immersion sessions in John's house, and helping with documentation and transcription.
Burr says McCoy also helps teach classes. McCoy originally was a psychology major, but changed her degree to Alaska Native Language Studies. Along with Shimalyuk, McCoy studies the Haida and Tlingit languages. She's on track to graduate in December with a Bachelor of Liberal Arts in Alaska Native Language Studies, and when she does, she will be the first person to receive the Shimalyuk credential in the United States. Burr says having the Native Language Arts program in the university system allows others to study the languages more fully and helps with language preservation.
Students now, after Victoria, can pursue this degree specifically to study Shimalyuk.
Burr says McCoy can also start teaching.
Now, John and I, we screen her and assess her speaking ability, and I've been teaching her different teaching methods that we use in class, and she's experienced as a student and instructor with them, so that she can begin helping us in our language revitalization efforts. So she becomes a member of our team, of our revitalization team.
McCoy says she first attended language classes with her mother, brothers, and sisters.
It was my mother's wish that we would all speak Shimalyuk. She passed away the day after that my son was born. So I continued her wish, and I continued to teach my son our native language.
McCoy says she taught her 3-year-old son Shimalyuk before English, so Shimalyuk is his first language. She says he also speaks the Haida language, Hodkil. McCoy says after she graduates, she plans to continue to teach and learn and to translate more Simshian stories with Reese and Burr.
I got a job offer with the university to teach beginning Shimalyuk with UAS campus, and I would like to continue on with my master's degree. I'm applying to Simon Fraser University, and the program starts in July.
Terry Burr says the key to language revitalization is immersion programs and more teachers. She hopes McCoy's degree will inspire others to become apprentices and learn native languages.